Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. And it's morning. Oh, my God. I want to congratulate everybody that has made it to this point. Yay. This has not been easy. Not been easy. And how do we get through things that are not easy? Bit by bit, family. You know, let's not beat each other up for trying and having a difficult time.
Let's not beat each other up for, you know, being human, because that's what we are. That's what we are. You know, we are in a different mindset, okay? We are, and I want to tell you, more and more non-Muslim people are fasting at this time. This is because there is something going on in a universe. More and more people, I remember last year, the numbers that were fasting with us were huge. And it was really because everyone is recognizing that this is the time where we're joining forces, people of positivity. We are joining forces and we're making positive things happen. So this is a fantastic time to be working on self, working on your spirit, working on elevating self. It's incredible. This is where you'll get the most traction. You know, this is what we're looking for, you know, because when you start to
see some results, you'd be like, hey, you know, I want these results. I want to keep going. And so this is where that inspiration comes from. And the inspiration, the motivation, all of those things. So that's what we're doing right now. We're motivating ourselves. We're building ourselves. We're trying to put our best foot forward. And so again, in the middle of that, in the middle, if you should get tired, I understand, take a knee and jump back up in the morning, you know, and that's what, you know, professional fasters, because if you're with a wonderful approach, you are going to feel like a professional faster. You're going to feel like every other month we got some reason to fast. Every week we go right back to this. You know, we never really
get that far from our
fast. We don't get that far from our whites, you know, and that's, we need that. We need that reminder. I know Sister Unique was like, look, I feel safe in my whites. I'm staying in my whites. And I'm like, that's the way to do it. That is the way to do it. We've got to start paying attention to what makes us feel good and quote-unquote safe. We have to start paying attention to the things that are causing us harm.
I repeat that. We have to stay safe and aware of the things that are causing us harm so that we ourselves can seek shelter and know what we're supposed to be doing and not supposed to be doing. Okay? If you paid attention, keep your eyes open, you'll be able to clearly see this does not work with my spirit, because things that don't work with your spirit will not do. It won't do willingly. You'll find yourself like fighting. And it's like, man, why is this pulling teeth? Why is this so difficult? Because you're not supposed to.
You are doing something you're not supposed to be doing. There is ease in this life. There really is, because God is not the author of confusion. So as things are getting complicated, so if the answer to the question is, it's complicated, then my next question is going to be, well, is it godly? Is it positive? Is it working for you? Because if it's complicated, I don't know how any of those other questions could be yes. If it's complicated, I don't know how you can be comfortable in the middle of that. Because comfortable does not usually begin with complicated. Okay? I know, like, and for me, oh, my God, it's so, the complication is strong. The complication is strong with this one, you know. I know from the beginning, nope. Whether the answer is no or even not right now, I have gotten so much better with the recognition of a situation, you know. And that's wisdom, that's discernment, that's honesty, that's all of those things. That's where you get the wisdom to be able to say, you know what, this is just not right. This is not right. I don't want to continue doing this in this manner because this is not right. Or for me, the answer is usually not that it's wrong, that is not the right time. I have limited time. Even in this fast, there are things I'm like, oh, I want to do this, and I can do that. And in my brain, I will take a deep breath and be like, okay, those are all great, wonderful ideas, great plans. But you can't do anything until this fast is complete because you don't have time or energy to complete one more task. And for those that know me, that is like major growth for me because I want to do it all, and I want to do it right now. You know, that's that oh yeah head likes it churned up, you know, and I like to do a lot at one time and juggling a lot, and that's not productive for me. I mean, it's only taken 53 years for me to understand I can't do everything at one time. Only 53 years. Not biggie. And so as we're growing and building and developing, you will learn things about yourself. And you'll start to say, what can't I do? And it's not to have self-limiting beliefs. Really, it's to protect self. How do I protect myself and not overdo myself, you know? And this fast is a wonderful way of doing it, because with this fast, I am putting God first on everything, on every level, including the eating level. So when you are walking and operating in that level of dedication, your walk is a little different. You are different. You know, my steps are so intentional because it seems as if everywhere I go, I am seeing and meeting people that are interested in doing this fast. They're interested. So how's that going to look if I'm meeting people that are looking for guidance and I'm off my own track? How does that look? You know, when you are working, when people are looking to you, you know, I got fast buddies, and everyone should have, you know, their fast buddy and working with them. Some of these fast buddies, y'all off the chain. Y'all having meetings. Y'all coming up with daily thoughts. You know, you're building on a journaling. And I'm just like, hey, do you. Do it. You're going to get out of it what you put into it. I promise you that. So, you know, I have fast buddies that ain't no joke. And so I'm like, okay, let's get it. How do we build from here? What are you mentally working on? How are you pushing yourself forward? How are you not pushing yourself off the edge? You know, we still can't go over the edge, okay? And so it's been a wonderful experience because I want it to be. I'm doing great in this fast because I want to do great. Remember, this is my gratitude fast. I am still high, okay? I am still out there. I am still excited about the opportunities that God is blessing me with. I am still incredibly happy and glad to hear all the angels, all the other angels, great news. If you got some good news, now I got a couple of them that are like, no, I got to wait till the end fast. Okay, that's fine. But then if you have some great news, I love to hear it. I mean, we've had some miracles come through, miracles that people were like, I didn't even think that was possible. Or I had completely forgotten that I had asked for this blessing, and I'm midway through the fast, and the blessing just falls in my lap. You know, things that Lord knows, things that we've been working on for 6-7 months. Now, 6-7 months is a long time for a young person to be trying to look into something, right? But 6-7 months of work and prayer and begging and pleading, and it is answered easily. It's answered easily in this fast. So, you know, that which is hard and was difficult, if you put the right energy into it, it's going to come. You know, it is going to just lay itself flat when it's time. You know, being patient and understanding God's time is a whole nother chapter. It's not just a day prompt. It's a chapter. Being patient and understanding God's time is a chapter we all have to spend our time working on. Because I promise you nothing's happening on your time. It's happening on God's time. Trust me, this fast, no, I would not be fasting in March, okay? And if I was going to be fasting in the winter, I would have fasted before daylight savings time. But that's just me. That's just me, God. You know? This is not the convenient time. And, you know, March is my busy season, busiest month I got, okay? There's so much going on in March. And, we're going to stick a heavy fast right in the middle of it. Yep. And so, you know, got stuff going on at home, children have things going on, angels, you know, we're knee-deep in tax season for all my tax angels. You know, I think I got maybe 3 or 4 of you that do taxes. And that means during this month, y'all are super slammed. And, you know, it's just so, so much going on to where we could say, hey, this is not really a convenient time in my life. And God is like, yeah, I'm going to ask you to push through. I'm going to ask you to rearrange your world because that's what we're doing. I'm going to ask you to hold off on those things so that you can focus on my things. And considering all that God gives us, he doesn't really ask us for a lot. Considering all that he does, because he does plenty. You know, for me, you know, the whole temple idea is a lot for me. You know, the whole idea that God is governing my body and all the things my body is doing all the time. My body is, even when it's resting, is doing something. So it's like, it's so amazing to me that God will go through and make some of our systems automatic. And some of the things he actually keeps, you know, he keeps his hands on. That's incredible to me, because there's a lot of us, and a lot of us are working. I know, I'm going to be aware of the time, but one of the jobs that I've had, day jobs I've had, is I worked in a prison, and I worked with men that had major substance abuse problems that led to criminal behavior, right? And the things these men would tell me they would do with their body, I would look at them, I'm like, wow, you're just a walking miracle. And they would be like, what? Woman, I just told you I did this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, and you're still alive. How? You know, what? I said, God must have a mighty plan for you, because you wanted to take yourself out. God must have a mighty plan for you. And so, and they would look at me like, girl, you still see God in me. You know, you are still, you know, all you can see, that's all I can see is God in him. All I could see, because I knew that mathematically he shouldn't be alive. But for some reason, God thought it was important for him to stay alive, and he was sitting right there in front of me. So it's stuff like that that makes me say, whoa, there is something bigger going on here. In your own life, I know there are times, places, and spaces where you are like, God, I know the plan is big because you are really carrying me right now. It's got to be big. I know the work ahead of me is important because you are making sure I get there. Because I don't have any more. So the fact that this boat's still floating means you have some more. You have more plans for me. I don't have any more. I am tired. I'm on the floor. I have angels going through things. I like to focus on our, you know, we got good things going on, and we do. But there's also those that are really in the ringer right now. They're really, really struggling. You know, they don't know how they're going to make it. They've lost, you know, sight and vision. And all I can say is, wow, God is carrying you, literally porting you. If God is going to take that time to say, no, I got this. You don't even have to worry about walking. I got you. I'm going to carry you. So understand that there is always something bigger at play, always something bigger going on. We have things to do. Okay? So even when you have those moments and you're like, I ain't got no more, but yet you still see things spinning, you still breathing, you still, you know, the kids are still there getting into stuff, you know. When you see that life is still going, that's because God's plan is bigger than even you being exhausted. And at that time, we know what to do. We got our toolbox. We've been through the ABCs of spirituality. We know the different aspects of spirituality. So dig in that toolbox and pull out something. Something that I had to learn to respect and really had to learn how to get is rest. Part of that toolbox needs to be basic rest. Resting is when your body is healing. You know, our children, they need 10 to 12 hours of rest a day, whether they're getting it at night, during naps. It can be any combination, but they need 10 to 12 hours. I don't think we as adults need 10 to 12, but we need more than 3. We need more than 4. So allow ourselves, we have to start our own healing campaign and healing from the world. Don't let this world drive you ragged. Don't let this world give you wrinkles. Don't let this world tear up your body. You know, I love those pictures of elders looking like incredible. Their physique, incredible. Their face, incredible. And it's because they've taken care of themselves. I mean, I can look at my own mother and see, like, oof, I got work to do. Because she takes care of herself. You can see when people are living a good, clean life. Like right now, my very few blemishes in my skin, that's because I'm drinking water and eating fruits and vegetables, you know. I'm taking care of myself. Act as if your body is on loan from God. How would you take care of yourself then? if you knew Val was going to be like, okay, I want my body back later, you can use it now, but don't abuse it. How would you take care of that then if you knew this was just a loner? I'm just using this body for this experience now, and then I'll give it back. Take care of yourself. Allow yourself to, you know, really follow God's lead. And God only asked us to do this for 30 days out of 365. You know, again, God's grace is incredible. And so even though, you know, we should be doing this on a daily basis, daily, God is asking for this level of focus for 30 days. And then we can move forward and kind of, you know, move on our own rhythm. I always say work hard first. Play hard will come after. Work hard first. This weekend, this is Easter weekend. This is an important weekend spiritually. There's a lot of energy coming right here. There's a lot that we can do to take advantage of this time. There's definitely a lot that I'm going to do to take advantage of it. I want to be able to say, okay, hey, you know, my ancestors were Christians. And so I'll be spending a lot of time studying and understanding why this was so important, because it was extremely important to them. And then I'm going to be spending Sunday being quiet. How about that? Spend Sunday reflecting on self. I'm going to spend Sunday, and I would suggest all my people do this. I'm going to spend Sunday looking at those goals. Remember the goals we created? Okay. All right. I'm going to be spending Sunday reviewing my goals. What did I say I was going to do? What do I need to be learning? Right? So when it comes to our journal problem, I forgot. Day 21, the necessity of self-love. So I love this book because it doesn't say self-love. So the journal for today is not self-love. The journal for today is the necessity of self-love, meaning like we need it. I want you to spend today thinking about the need for self-love. So this is understand what's being asked of you, okay? Understand what we need, the necessity. How important is this? How are we going to manage this, right? We need this. When something is necessary, it's not an option. And sometimes y'all treat self-love like it is an option. You treat the idea of loving yourself like when I get some time, when I get some money, when things are, you know, when the kids grow up. What? You're going to wait 18, 20 years, if you're lucky, to love on yourself, to make time for yourself, to give yourself some positive energy? Why? You need that now. The kids need to see you loving yourself now. Don't teach them that you can't love yourself and them at the same time. Don't teach them that. Don't teach your spouse that you can't love them and yourself at the same time. Because one, you absolutely can. Love is one of those things that come in abundance. There's not a stingy love out there. You know, love is one of those things that flows like the river. You know, love is like the ocean. It has depth. The ocean, you can take a little bit out, and it's still the ocean. You can take a lot out, and it's still the ocean. There's not a lack of water in the ocean, okay? That is love. So you can love yourself and love every other being, every animal. There's still going to be enough love, all right? You have to give yourself a little priority because right now, love is kind of on short supply. And so because it is on such short supply, people aren't giving love like they used to. There used to be basic love for your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, how you doing? No, we don't do that no more. You know, and in some areas, I question if it was ever done. So seeing how we can't get enough people to share love with us, it's important that we share love with ourselves first. Where are you going to be priority? Where are you going to be important? And don't forget, any and everything that we do, our children do. So they need to see, my mom is important. How do I know? Because one, she told me. She told me, and then two, she acts like it. My mom walks around here like Queen Bee. You know, it's so funny. I was talking to Talib, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm rearranging this. I'm doing this. He said, Mom, you're taking over the whole house. I looked at him. I was like, it's my house. I should. And when you get your house, you should. And when your children leave space for my grandchildren, you know, the babies need a space. But outside of that, no, take over the whole house. Live everywhere in the house. And so if they don't see it, they won't get it. They'll be like, okay, you know. So make sure they see you smiling. Make sure you are enjoying your life. You know, for those that don't have kids, don't wait. Right now, start loving yourself. Try to understand what it feels like to be loved by yourself. What does that look like? You know, for me, it looks like fabric, needle and thread. I love to stitch. Even if I'm just putting a hem in something, I just love it. Just having that free time to move in my own rhythm. And, oh, that's the best. That's when I'm loving myself. I've made the time. I've gotten a beautiful fabric. And I'm just going to sit there and be in my own element. I love it. It makes me feel good. That's what I do. What do you do that makes you feel good and makes you feel and makes you feel loved? And then go do it. After you figure out what it is, then go do it. Family, I've taken the whole time on purpose. It's Saturday. Enjoy yourself. Stay in your fast. But learn other ways you can enjoy yourself, not involving food and ripping and running. You'd be surprised how catching a good movie, a documentary, spending some time on the phone, there are other things we can do that are just as enjoyable. Let's find them. So when I say enjoy your day, you can do that while still understanding self-love, still putting God first, keeping up with your prayers. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Peace.